一般来说，这个价值观的形成是基于家庭环境、个性、教育水平、生活背景等等。
And a personal value is usually based on family environment, a person's characteristics, education, and background.
在平常我们很少会注意这个价值观对我们的影响。
We don't often think about how this will reflect on us.
但是当我们在困难或是危险的环境情形之下，我们就发现这个人的价值观的很重要的地方。
However, when we face difficult situations, we'll understand how important it is for our personal values.
如果我的记忆还可以的话。
If my memory is still good.
几年前，政道神学院的谢挺教授曾经分享过他自己的一个经历。
A couple years ago, Professor Chloe Sun from Logos Seminary shared this experience.
他说有一次加州干旱。
She says there was a drought in California.
引起这个森林大火。
That caused a forest fire.
当地的政府要求他的社区居民疏散。
And the government in that area wanted the residents to leave.
谢挺教授说，在只有一部车可以载东西之下。
Under the circumstance of having one car able to carry all the stuff.
他必须做一个什么东西要带、什么东西不要带的选择。
Professor Sun, she said she had to make the decision on which is necessary, which isn't.
谢教授的这个经历指出了一个平常我们都不大会去思考的问题。
So through her experience, we know that there's one thing that we don't really usually think about.
那就是当面对环境的需要时候，我们该如何做正确的决定。
That is, in a specific environment, how do we make the correct decision?
这个答案是需要有正确的价值观。
And the answer is we have to have the correct personal value.
那么什么是正确的价值观呢
？So then, what is considered the correct personal value?
正确的价值观，简单来说，就是能够有智慧的使用我们所拥有的，比如说时间、金钱或才能，去换取那个真正有价值的事物。
So the correct value system is to wisely utilize what we have owned to exchange for things that have true value.
那么这个问题就来了。
So the question rises like this.
什么才是真正有价值的事物呢
？So what is this thing that has the correct value system?
这是一个不容易回答的问题。
It is not an easy question to answer.
对于属神的儿女们也常常会有类似的困扰。
Even to Christians who belong to God, they have the same question.
不过圣经告诉我们说，我们可以寻求圣灵的引导跟带领。
So in the Bible, it says we should seek the Holy Spirit's guidance.
并借由神的话语来帮助我们做正确的选择。
And through God's word to help us make the right decision.
因为提摩太后书三章十六节这样说。
Because in 2 Timothy 3:16 it says this.
圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。
All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness.
使徒保罗告诉我们，神的话语是可以用来教导我们、责备跟矫正我们。
So Apostle Paul tells us that God's word can be used to teach, to rebuke, and correct.
为的是叫我们得以完全预备行各样的善事。
So that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
而行各样的善事就是听神的话做神的工的意思。
So when it says equip for every good work, it means to listen to God's word and do his work.
所以我们可以做一个这样的结论。
So therefore we can have this conclusion.
那就是凡事只有从神的观点来衡量才知道它是否有真正的价值。而且我们所做的决定也才会是正确的决定。
And that is only through God's view to evaluate things, we can then learn what are things with true value and subsequently making correct decisions.
我们今天的经文是出自于旧约列王记上的二十一章。
So today's Bible verse came from First Kings 21.
根据圣经。
According to the Bible,
以色列的第三任国王所罗门死后，以色列就分成南北两国。
After the death of Solomon, which is the third king of the Israelites,
北国能称为以色列，首都是在撒玛利亚。
The kingdom split into north and south. North is called Israel, with the capital being Samaria.
南国称为犹大，首都是在耶路撒冷。
And the southern kingdom is called Judah, with capital being Jerusalem.
亚哈是北国以色列的第七位国王。
And Ahab is the seventh king of the Israelite of the North Kingdom.
圣经说他行了耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
And the Bible states that he has done many things wicked in the eyes of the Lord.
今天的经文的记载只是其中的一件。
And the Bible verses we read today is only one of them.
耶洗别乃是亚哈王的王后。
And Jezebel is Ahab's wife, which is the queen.
她是迦南的西顿人。
She is a Sidonian from Canaan.
也是新约所称的外邦人。
She's also the Gentile that was recorded in the New Testament.
耶洗别的邪恶是众所周知的。
The evil that she has done is very well known.
她诱惑亚哈王去敬拜巴利。
She incited King Ahab to worship Baal.
而巴利是迦南掌管生育跟四季气候的神。
And Baal is a god of weather and fertility.
其实巴利的原文是什么
？Actually, what is the meaning of Baal?
是假神的意思。
It's actually false gods.
这是不是有点讽刺
？Isn't a little ironic?
其实你回去看前面列王记上的十九章。
If you read back to First King, chapter 19.
你就会看到耶洗别威胁先知以利亚要杀害他。
You will see Jezebel chasing after to kill Elijah the prophet.
因以利亚杀了他的巴利先知。
And the reason is because Elijah killed her prophet Baal.
至于拿伯，他是位葡萄园工人。
And in terms of Naboth, he is a vineyard worker.
他的辛劳种植他的葡萄园以至于结实累累。
He diligently worked in the vineyard so that it became extremely fruitful.
这似乎跟他的名字很相配。
It matches to his name, doesn't it?
因为他的名字的原文的意思就是结实的累累。
Because his name original meaning is fruit.
拿伯是耶斯列人。
Naboth is a Jezreelite.
他应该是以撒迦支派的。
He is probably from the tribe of Issachar.
因为以撒迦支派的产业是在约书亚带领以色列人进入迦南的时候是被分配在耶斯列。
Because the inheritance of the tribe of Issachar was given to the Jezreelites when Joshua led Israelites into the land of Canaan.
耶斯列则位于拿撒勒跟撒玛利亚之间。
And Jezreel is located between Nazareth and Samaria.
而亚哈在耶斯列有一个行宫。
And King Ahab has a royal residence in Jezreel.
列王记的二十一章的事件应该是发生在那里。
And the story that we read in 1 King 21 probably occurred in Jezreel.
不是在撒玛利亚。
And not in Samaria.
这个拿伯基于自己的价值观，在困难的环境下做了一个连我自己都不敢做的决定。
Due to Naboth's personal value and his value system, during a difficult time, he made a decision that I'm afraid of make, actually.
他选择了不出卖祖先所遗留的葡萄园田产。
He chose to not betray the vineyard inherited from his ancestors.
为此，他被王后耶洗别跟以色列王亚哈谋害了。
And because of that, he was murdered by King Ahab and his wife.
葡萄园也被拿走了。
The vineyard was taken as well.
说起来很惨，对不对
？It sounds a little miserable, doesn't it?
所以，一个很自然的问题就是，拿伯为什么这样做呢？
So a very natural question that we have is, why did he do that?
拿伯的决定是不是很愚蠢呢？
Isn't his decision a little foolish?
我们可以尝试从今天的经文来回答这些问题。
We can try to answer these questions through the verses we read today.
所以我想用一个题目，就是这样的坚持值得吗？
So I want, so today's title for the sermon is it worth it to have such a resolution?
我的分享将分成两点。
So my sharing will be split into two points.
第一个是亚哈的坚持要买值得吗
？The first is Ahab's obsession in buying worthy.
第二个是拿伯的坚持不卖值得吗
？And the second is Naboth's resolution of not for sale worthy.
所以让我们先来看第一点。
So let's look at the first point first.
今天的经文的第一节开始就说这事以后又有一事。
So in the beginning of the verse today, it says sometimes later there was an incident.
这表示拿伯的事件是发生在另一个事件之后。
So therefore, it means there was an incident prior to this incident.
而这一个事件就是亚哈跟亚兰王别哈达的一个战争。
And that other incident was a war between Ahab and king of Aram.
在亚哈跟亚兰王的这一个战争，神帮助亚哈打败了亚兰王。
So during that war, God helped Ahab and won over king of Aram.
但是亚哈并没有照神的心意灭绝亚兰王。
However, King Ahab didn't follow God's will of killing king of Aram.
所以神就借先知告诉他说。
So therefore, God talks to him through prophet, saying,
耶和华如此说，因你将我定要灭绝的人放去，你的命就要代替他的命，你的名就要代替他的名。
So he, in the Bible, it says, he said to the king, this is what the Lord says. You have set free a man I had determined should die. Therefore, it is your life for his life, your people for his people.
亚哈就闷闷不乐地回到撒玛利亚，进了他的宫。
Sullen and angry, the king of Israel went to his palace in Samaria.
可能是因为如此，亚哈跟耶洗别就回到他们在耶斯列的行宫去散心。
Okay, so maybe it's because of that Ahab and Jezebel came to the royal residence in Jezreel to get their mind off of things.
这个亚哈闲着没事就走看看又看看。
So Ahab didn't have anything to do, so he looked to the left, to the right.
他不看还好，一看就看出问题来了。
If he didn't look, it would have been fine, but because he looked, problem arose.
因为他看到宫外那个美丽属于拿伯的葡萄园。
Because he saw this beautiful vineyard that belongs to Naboth.
虽然亚哈已经有美丽的花园在那行宫里面。
Even though in the royal palace, he already has many beautiful vineyards.
但是他还是很不知足的认为，若是能将拿伯的葡萄园改成自己的菜园，不知道有多好。
However, he wasn't content with what he has. He thinks that how beautiful it would be for him to take what is Naboth's.
所以有时候我们需要特别注意。
So therefore, we have to be very careful a lot of times.
这个眼目所受的诱惑。
Because of the temptation that our eye perceives.
特别是从今天的网络或社群媒体所传播的讯息
，especially the messages sent across through social media。
亚哈透过他的眼睛看到他喜欢的东西，本来是无可厚非的。
So through his eyes, King Ahab saw things that he likes, which is nothing wrong with it.
但是他却取得贪恋之心，想要占为己有。
However, he became greedy and want to keep it for himself.
这就变成了他的网罗。
And that became his trap.
从经文中我们会看到他一步一步的越陷越深。
So through the Bible, we can see that he sank deeper and deeper into the trap.
沉迷于他想要得到葡萄园，拿伯的葡萄园。
He was so obsessed of wanting to obtain and keep Naboth's vineyard.
首先从经文的第四节。
So from verse 4.
当亚哈被拿伯拒绝后，他就心里忧闷。
After being rejected by Naboth, he was sullen and angry.
他不吃饭。
And he refused to eat.
这表示他是多么想要得到拿伯的葡萄园。
It shows how much he desired to have the vineyard.
以至于他连人最基本的饭食都可以不要。
To a point that he is able to refuse the foundation of us, which is food.
这就是人沉迷于某件事物的第一个阶段。
That is the first step of someone being obsessed.
也就是他开始对某件事物产生强烈的专注。
Which means he starts to have a strong focus on that something.
我相信我们每个人多少都有相同的经验。
I believe many of us have similar experiences.
那就是对我们的工作、学业、儿女或者嗜好等等。
Whether it's our job, our career, or our children.
都会产生强烈的专注。
We have a strong focusing point.
以至于有时候我们也会废寝忘食。
To a point we forget to eat, forget to sleep.
这个亚哈沉迷的第二个阶段就是他寻找借口来掩饰自己的问题。
And the second step of being obsessed for Ahab is he start to seek excuse to cover up his own problems.
这个在经文的五到六节。
We can see it in verse 5-6.
当耶洗别问亚哈闷闷不乐的原因的时候。
So when the queen asked the king Ahab why he is upset.
这个时候亚哈并没有说出拿伯拒绝他的真实原因。
He didn't say the true reason of why Naboth rejected of selling the vineyard.
是因为我敬畏耶和华，万不敢我将我先人留下的产业给你。
Naboth's reason was, I will not give you the inheritance of my ancestors.
请注意，亚哈只有说拿伯不将葡萄园给我。
Let's focus on how Ahab perceives it. He says, Ahab says, I will not give you my vineyard.
这个时候，我们看到亚哈用撒谎。
So from here, we can see Ahab uses lie to cover up his motive.
Of 并且他归罪于拿伯
And he blames it to Naboth.
他认为拿伯不该拒绝他的好建议啊。
Because he believed that Naboth is rejecting his good suggestion.
这是不是跟这个亚当跟夏娃在伊甸园中一样呢？
Doesn't it seem similar to Adam and Eve in Garden of Eden?
他们将自己违背神命令的过错推脱给蛇跟神。
They blame their own disobedience toward God, to the serpent.
我们都知道，当一个人开始撒谎以后
，We know that after a person start to lie,
很容易的，他就会用另外一个谎言来掩盖前面那个谎言。
They'll start to use a second lie to cover up the first lie.
结果是一错再错，终于造成了不可弥补的遗憾。
And lie after lie, it will end up to unrepairable regrets.
其实这是那恶者撒谎人之父最喜欢引诱我们做的。
Actually, that is exactly what the evil one, the father of lie, wants us to do.
亚哈的撒谎除了掩饰自己的不良企图以外
，Not only did Ahab's lie try to cover up his own desires.
他也是为了博得耶洗别的同情。
He also wants to get the queen's sympathy.
在博得耶同情以后，亚哈的沉迷进入了最后也是最严重的阶段。
And after obtaining her sympathy, Ahab's obsession went into the last, which is the most deadly problem.
在经文的八到十六节，当约洗别用计陷害拿伯时
，So in verse 8-16, when Jezebel uses the scheme to try to murder Naboth,
亚哈并没有阻止他
，King Ahab didn't stop her.
他反而是乐观其成
，He will actually watch it happen.
这时候的亚哈已经。完全的将自己出卖。
At that point, he already completely sold himself out.
这也是为什么先知以利亚在经文的二十节对他宣判说。
And that is the reason why prophet Elijah said this in verse 20.
你卖了自己，行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
Because you have sold yourself to do evil in the eyes of the Lord.
简单来说，亚哈是犯了神的十诫中的最后一条。
Simply put, King Ahab has disobeyed God's last command in the Ten Commandments.
不可贪恋别人的一切所有。
And which is you shall not covet everything that belongs to your neighbors.
如果我们再进一步的思考一下，我们可以说
，If we take a deeper step in, we can say,
当一个人昧着良心去做害人的事，他根本就是不敬畏神。
When someone go against their own conscience to hurt others.
他根本什么事情都敢做。
They are able to do anything. They have no fear.
亚哈的不敬畏神，其实可以从经文的第二节就可以看出端倪。
Ahab's disobedience towards God, or non-fearing of God, you can see in verse 2.
这个经文的第二节告诉我们说，亚哈的提议从表面上来看是公平的。
Because in verse 2, the suggestion that King Ahab had, from the surface, it seems pretty reasonable.
因为他并没有用他统治者国王的权力来强迫拿伯交出他的葡萄园。
Because he didn't use his authority as a leader to force Naboth to give up his vineyard.
但是他的提议却是藐视神的。
However, that suggestion it despises God.
因为神定规以色列支派的迦南分地是属于各支派的子孙的。
Because God has set individual land within Canaan to the descendants of different tribes.
任何人不可以随意买卖。
And it cannot be sold or bought carelessly.
亚哈的提议表示他很清楚神给以色列民的律法。
King Ahab's suggestion shows that he clearly understands God's law for Israelites.
只是他还是明知故犯。
However, he willfully breaks the law.
所以他是罪加一等。
So therefore, he's double guilty.
想一想今天。
So think about it today.
你我是不是也会犯同样的错误呢？
Do you and I break the law or be guilty similarly?
有时候明明知道自己所做的是神所不喜悦的。
Even though sometimes we know what we do is displeasing to God.
但是我们还是欺骗自己。
However, we choose to lie to ourselves.
说没有关系，这是值。
We say, oh, it's okay.
这是值得我们省察的。
That is something we should examine ourselves on.
亚哈坚持要买。拿伯的葡萄园。
Ahab persistently want to purchase the vineyard.
他是从不知足、贪恋开始。
It started off with discontent.
结果他沉迷到无法自拔。
And he was discontent and greedy to a point.
他出卖了自己。
He was so obsessed that he sold his sold himself.
把他自己的灵魂交给了肉体上的情欲。
He gave his soul to the physical desires.
他藐视神的律法而谋杀了拿伯。
He despised God's law and therefore murdered Naboth.
最后呢，他受到了神的审判。
In the end, he received God's judgment.
所以亚哈的坚持要买值得吗？
So therefore, is Ahab's obsession in buying worthy?
从经文的十九节很明显的是不值得。
From verse 19, we can clearly see that it's not worth it.
耶和华神透过先知以利亚对亚哈说。
God through prophet Elijah says this to him.
狗在何处舔拿伯的血，也必在何处舔你的血。
In the place where dogs lick up Naboth's blood, dog will lick up your blood. Yes, yours.
那么亚哈的贪恋行为会让你想到圣经中哪一位名人
？So therefore, which well-known biblical character does Ahab's greed and obsession remind you of?
那就是大卫王。
It is King David.
他也是在放松休息之下看到了拔示巴在屋顶上沐浴。
King David
而起了贪恋之心。
So during King David's resting time, he was on the roof and he saw Bathsheba and he had greed.
虽然自己已经妻妾成群
，even though he had many wives and concubines，
但是想到再多一个岂不是更好呢
？He thought to himself, one extra one, isn't it even better？
所以他就昧着良心做了。
So therefore, he did not according he went against his thoughts。
所以后果是神的审判临到他的家。
So therefore, the end result is God's judgment came upon his family。
正如英国作家 Robert Stevenson 所说的
，Just like a writer in England, Robert Stevenson says，
他说每个人迟早都会坐享后果的宴席。
He says sooner or later everyone sits down to a banquet of consequences。
盼望我们能够随时警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
Hope that we can all keep alert in our prayer to prevent falling into confusion。
好，让我们进入第二点。
So now let's move on to my second point。
拿伯的坚持不卖值得吗
？Is Naboth's a resolution of not for sale worthy？
我们先来想象一下。
Let's imagine。
假如你拥有一个房地产，是位于城中的精华地段。
If you have a real estate located in the prime location in New York City。
而有一天，你的顶头上司向你出价要购买你这个房地产。
And one day your boss comes to you and wants to purchase this real estate。
如果你卖给他，不但是能够获得利润，而且对你的升迁也有很有帮助。
If you sold it to him, you not only will you get the revenue, you it will also help you step further in your career.
这个时候你会怎么决定
？In that situation, how would you make the decision?
这个跟拿伯面对亚哈的提议是不是有点类似呢
？Isn't that suggestion similar to what King Ahab said to Naboth?
是。
It is similar.
但是拿伯却拒绝了亚哈。
However, Naboth rejected Ahab's suggestion.
从经文的第三节，拿伯对亚哈说：“我敬畏耶和华，万不敢将我先人留下的产业给你。”
So in verse 3, Naboth replied to Ahab, "The Lord forbid that I should give you the inheritance of my ancestors."
在这里，我敬畏耶和华，万不敢是中文和合版的翻译。
So in China, in the CUV version, it says, "I fear God, therefore I'm afraid to give you."
他把经文内在的意思表达出来了。
It expresses intrinsic meaning of the verse.
但是这个新国际英文版是直接从原文翻成耶和华不允许。
And the NIV translation, it was directly translated to "The Lord forbid that I should give."
我个人来说，我是比较喜欢和合版的翻译。
Personally, I like the Chinese CUV translation slightly better.
从这个这一节经文，拿伯不卖的一个原因，是因为葡萄园是先人所留下的产业，不可以随自己的意思把它卖了。
So the vineyard is an inheritance from the ancestor, so it cannot be just sold according to his will, Naboth's will.
拿伯既不像以扫为了一碗红豆汤就把长子的名分给卖了。
Naboth was not like Esau who sold his birthright over a bowl of red stew.
他也不像我工作的公司为了增加收入就。把许多房地产也卖了。
Or like my company who sold many real estate to increase revenue.
总的来说，拿伯不卖的最主要原因是因为他敬畏神。
So basically, in conclusion, the reason why Naboth didn't sell it is because he feared God.
也就是说，他明白买卖先人所留下的产业是神所禁止的。
Because he understood that selling the inheritance from your ancestor is prohibited by God.
为此，他选择听神的话，宁愿自己受苦，也不愿出售先人所留下的葡萄园。
So therefore, he chose to listen to God, even though he might get abused or whatever. He's willing to not sell the vineyard.
那么，我们怎么样理解这个敬畏这个词？
So how do we understand the word God-fearing?
敬畏这个词根据原文在圣经中至少出现了150次以上。
The word God-fearing occurred in the Bible at least 150 times.
可见的敬畏是神对人的一个要求。
We can see that it's God's command to humans.
敬畏是对值得尊重的人既要有正确的认识也要有合宜的态度。
Fearing someone who is worthy of respect, the true understanding and right attitude.
我相信大家都很熟悉旧约圣经中的十诫。
I believe everyone understands the Ten Commandments in the Bible.
它的前面四诫。
The first four commandments.
是让我们对神的本质有了正确的认识。
Is to help us to have a correct understanding of God's characteristics.
知道他是独一无二的，也是忌邪的神。
So that we know that he is the one and only true God, and he is a jealous God.
然后这四诫也告诉我们。对神应该有的态度。
And these four commandments tells us the attitude that we should have towards God.
就是要以崇敬的心来敬拜他。
That is to worship him with a respectful heart.
那么你觉得今天美国的社会怎么样？
What do you think of today's American society?
是越来越敬畏神呢，还是越来越不敬畏神？
More God-fearing or less God-fearing?
我想你们都知道答案啊。
I think you all know the answer.
但是过来反问我们自己。
So then we reflect back onto ourselves.
我们自己敬畏他吗？
Do we fear God?
新约的圣经告诉我们。
The New Testament tells us.
耶稣基督虽然是与父神同等。
Even though Jesus was equivalent to God the Father.
他却甘愿顺服在天父的差遣而降世为人。
He was willingly submit to Heavenly Father and became flesh.
为的是完成救赎我们的工作。
To fulfill the work of salvation of man.
他在哥西马尼园中对父神的祷告说。
In Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed to the Heavenly Father.
他说：“父儿，你若愿意，就把这杯挪去；然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。”
He says, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done."
这让我们看到真正敬畏神的一种表现，就是顺服在神的旨意之下。
So we can see that true fear of God is represented by being submissive to God's will.
而不是顺服在自己的肉体私欲里。
And not submit to our own physical desires.
这也是拿伯的一个表现。
And that is exactly what Naboth showed.
从拿伯的坚持不卖，我们还可以看到敬畏神是。
From the Naboth's persistence in not selling, we can see fearing God is also.
要知道对象的。
It is need to know who the object is.
这一点拿伯就是很清楚。
Naboth understand it very clearly.
第二个是敬畏神是看神比自己还重要，这是一种以神为中心而不是以自我为中心的态度。
And the second is it is a God-centered instead of self-centered attitude.
然后敬畏神不是天桥的把式，光说不练啊，耍嘴皮子而已。
And fearing God is not mere lip service.
他是要付出代价的，敬畏神可能会受到迫害，甚至是丧失生命与财产。
It requires sacrifices.
就跟拿伯或是约伯一样。
Fearing God might mean to being persecuted, even lose your life, similar to Naboth or Job.
最后，敬畏神是有时候会被人家看起来是很愚蠢。
And the last thing is fearing God sometimes it seems foolish.
但事实上并不是如此啊。
However, of course, it's not true.
因为箴言九章十节这样告诉我们。
Because Proverbs 9:10 it tells us this.
他说：“敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。”
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
一个有智慧的人是从敬畏神来开始的。
A man of wisdom starts with the fear of the Lord.
虽然拿伯并不知道他对亚哈的拒绝会带来严重的后果。
Even though Naboth doesn't know his rejection towards Ahab, what kind of consequences there are.
但是他明白了一点。
However, he understands this one thing.
神所定规的事，人是不能任意更改的。
That is what God has planned. No man can change.
所以他没有让步，他拒绝了亚哈王的提议。
So therefore he didn't negotiate and he rejected King Ahab's suggestion.
他的坚持就让我们看到了拿伯看天上的神比地上的王还重要。
His persistence shows that he sees God much higher than the king of the world.
这一点神也确实知道了。
In this point, God clearly knows.
因为从经文的17到19节，我们看到神亲自为拿伯伸冤。
Because we see in verse 17 to 19, God addresses injustice for Naboth.
神差遣先知以利亚去宣告亚哈的审判。
God sent prophet Elijah to proclaim to Ahab and of his judgment.
而这个审判在列王记上的22章跟列王记下的9章就已经应验。
And that judgment was fulfilled in 1 Kings 22 as well as 2 Kings 9.
可见的落在永生神的手里真是可怕。
It is very scary to be under the judgment of God.
他是轻慢不得。
He cannot be mocked.
那么我们回到这个问题，拿伯的坚持不卖值得吗？
So then we go back to our original question. Is Naboth's resolution of not for sale worthy?
从人的角度来看，可能大部分的我们都会觉得为了一个葡萄园丢了性命一点都不值得。
So to many of us, it might seem it's not worthy to lose your life for a vineyard.
然而神看中了拿伯的敬畏他的身心。
However, God weighs Naboth's fearful heart towards God much more valuable.
因他不出卖自己给肉体情欲。
Because he did not sold his soul to the physical desires.
虽然他因此丧失了肉体生命。
Even though he lost his physical life.
但是他却得到了神的喜悦。
However, he obtained he pleased God.
就是主耶稣说了。
Just like Jesus says,
爱惜自己生命的就世上生命，在这世上恨恶自己生命的就要保守生命到永生。
Anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life.
所以拿伯的坚持不卖，从神的观点来说是值得的。
So from God's perspective, Naboth's resolution of not for sale is totally worthy.
因为他是一个从以短暂换取永恒的正确价值观。
Because he's using short term to exchange for eternity.
今天的经文告诉我们，拿伯有一个葡萄园。
So today's verses it tells us Naboth has a vineyard.
他不愿意出售。
He's not willing to sell it.
或者更准确的说，是他不愿意卖给他自己的肉体私欲。
More correctly speaking, he's not willing to sell it for his physical desires.
现在我问大家一个问题：你跟我所珍爱的葡萄园又是什么？
So then my question to you today is, what is you and my precious vineyard?
说真的，我不知道你们所宝贝的葡萄园是什么。
To be honest, I don't know what you treasured as your vineyard.
但是我知道我自己的葡萄园就是自己跟主耶稣基督之间的关系。
However, for me, my precious vineyard is my relationship with Jesus.
当我回想自己以前还没有信主的时候
，When I reflect back on when I wasn't a believer yet,
我的价值观是建立在功成名就上面。
My value system is based on what I have done.
那个时候，我准备用我一生的时间来赚取我希望所得到的。
At the time, I was prepared to obtain what I desired, what I wanted.
当然，有时候我也愿意像亚哈一样出卖我自己。
And at sometimes I was similar to Ahab, willing to sell myself, sell my soul.
所以那个时候，我以为这个世界就是我的葡萄园。
At that time, I thought this world was my vineyard.
可是，在我接受耶稣成为我个人救主以后
，However, after I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior.
就完全不同。
Things turn upside down.
如果我用葡萄代表我跟主之间的关系
，If I say grapes as my relationship with God,
那我现在的目标就是要跟拿伯一样。
So then my goal right now is to just be like Naboth.
专心的去经营，以至于能够结实累累。
As to focus on managing the grapes in the vineyard so that I can be fruitful.
好，让我们进入最后。
Okay, and let's go ahead into the ending remarks.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters,
我不知道有没有人问过你这样的问题。
I don't know if someone ever asked you this question.
那就是如果你家不幸遭到火灾 灾，而你只有三分钟的时间，你会把什么东西救出来？
If an during a circumstance of a fire, and you only have 3 minutes, what would you take out during those 3 minutes?
这就取决于你的价值观。
That is based on your value system.
从今天的经文中，我们探讨了亚哈跟拿伯的价值观的不同。
From today's Bible verse, we can see the difference between King Ahab and Naboth, their value system.
也看到他们所表现出来的不同坚持。
And we can see their persistence in the two contrast way, contrasts.
如果你稍微想一下，
If you think a little,
你就会发现我们每个人或多或少都有类似亚哈的心思意念。
You understand that every one of us, whether a lot or little, we have similar thoughts as King Ahab.
比如我们当中的女士们。
For instance, the ladies amongst us.
当你打开自己的衣柜，
When you open your closet,
看见这个琳琅满目的服饰以后，
you see so many beautiful attires.
你会不会觉得还是少一件呢？
Don't you think, oh, I still lack that one?
我少一个包呢？
Or I lack that one purse.
同样的男士们，
Similarly to the gentlemen.
你会不会觉得你自己家里或是车库里好像永远少一件新奇的东西呢？
Don't you think that in your house or in your garage, you're always lacking this one new tool?
我自己当然也不例外哈。
Of course, I'm included in that situation as well.
虽然我太太一直抱怨说我已经有不少的钓具在我家。
Even though my wife complained I have so many fishing tools already in the house.
但是我总觉得还是少一件。
But to me, I often think I still lack that one.
这就是我们的肉体情欲在驱使。
So that itself is our physical body desire.
当我们不愿意靠圣灵来控制我们的肉体情欲的时候，
If we do not rely on the Holy Spirit to control our desires,
我们就会受他们的控制而无法自拔。
Then we will be controlled by it.
这个结果就我们就会像亚哈或者大卫王一样陷入最终将自己出卖。
And the result of that is we'll be similar to King Ahab or King David. We will fall into sin and sell ourselves.
亚哈的价值观让他沉迷于肉体情欲。
Ahab, King Ahab's physical value, forces him to be in obsession.
他以为拿伯的葡萄园是值得他买。
He thinks that Naboth's vineyard is worthy of him purchasing.
但是神并不是这样认为。
However, God didn't think so.
反观拿伯。
And on the contrary, for Naboth.
他因着对神的敬畏而不愿意出售先人的产业。
Because of his fear of God, he's not willing to sell the inheritance that was given by ancestors.
他也因此被陷害而丧失生命与产业。
And because of that, he lost his life and the inheritance.
也许从人的观点来看，拿伯的坚持是不值得。
So from our human perspective, his resolution is not worthy.
但是神却认为这是值得的。
However, to God, it's completely worthy.
因为这是一个从以短暂换取永恒的正确价值观。
Because that is a correct value system of using short term to exchange for eternity.
而且在耶和华眼中看圣民之死是极为宝贵的。
Because precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful servants.
其实从今天的经文中我们也看到了神给亚哈一个悬崖勒马的机会。
Actually, from today's Bible verse, we can see that God has given King Ahab a chance to return back.
那就是拿伯拒绝了他的提议而不卖。
And that is when Naboth rejected his suggestion and not sell the land.
但是亚哈并没有警觉。
However, King Ahab didn't notice.
他反而甘心乐意地陷入沉迷的陷阱中。
And he continued to willingly dwell in the trap.
这就是你跟我都要很小心的。
And that is something that we have to be careful with.
我相信大家都很熟悉那个主导文中的不叫我们遇着试探就我们脱离凶恶的祷告词。
I think everyone is really familiar with the Lord's portion of the Lord's Prayer, which says, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one."
我盼望我们能够彼此互相的督促跟提醒。
I wish that we can warn each other and encourage each other.
十九世纪出名的物理学家爱因斯坦。
A well-known physicist, Einstein, in the 19th to 20th century.
他说：“不要试图成为一个成功的人，却要尝试成为一个有价值的人。”
He says, "Try not to become a man of success, but try to become a man of value instead."
而新约圣经马可福音八章三十六节这样说。
And in the New Testament, Mark 8:36 it says this.
人就是赚得全世界，赔上了自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
It says, what good is it for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul?
意思是说，当若是我们沉迷世界的一切，
which meaning of this is if we are obsessed with the world,
我们将丧失得到永远生命的机会。
Then we will forfeit of obtaining the eternity.
那时候就真的是不值得。
Then it's very it is very not worth it.
所以请大家记得。
So may everyone remember.
这个世界的一切都是短暂。
Everything in this world is very short-timed.
也都是虚幻的。
It is an illusion.
若是我们不用神的观点来看世界的一切，那我们将会被眼目的情欲。肉体的情欲跟今生的骄傲所捆绑。
If we don't use God's perspective to see the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life will bind us.
只有以神的观点来衡量一切，才会真正有价值。
Only when we use God's perspective and value to see things, it will be truly worth it.
这也才是我们的追求跟坚持。
And that is worthy of our pursuit and persistence.
好，谢谢。
Thank you.
做一个祷告。
Let us pray together.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Lord Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你，你再一次用亚哈跟拿伯的例子来教导我们。
Thank you for using the story between Naboth and King Ahab to teach us.
让我们学习怎么样过一个敬虔的生活。
So that we will learn to live a life fearful of you.
过一个真正讨你喜悦的生活。
Live a life that's truly pleasing to you.
愿你的话语能够贯穿我们每个人的心。
May your word pierce through all of our hearts.
当我们愿意用短暂的来换取永恒的时候，我们才会做你所喜悦的事。
Only when we exchange the short term with eternity will we please you and do things that you like.
我们这样祷告，感谢奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We lift everything up into your hands and we pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.